Would you like to be part of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's My Hope Outreach this fall? Well, here's the chance to learn more about it. Steve Rhodes, Vice President of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, describes My Hope 2015 as
an extension of the effort over the last 2 years in the United States to engage the church in evangelism. My Hope is a national initiative to encourage and equip the local church to preach the gospel.
In those first 2 years, My Hope has been very productive and very effective in helping get the message of the gospel to those who need to hear it.
Ten thousands of churches all over the United States in every single state have been, we've been partnering with them to try to promote proclamations of the gospel, just asking people to simply share Jesus. The gospel in and of itself has power. We're asking the church if there's any way we can help them to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's very much a matter of partnership, of teamwork between the Billy Graham organization and those local churches.
So My Hope 2015 will be the third installment of producing evangelistic resources to help the church. And central to that is going to be the production of a film.
There were powerful gospel-based films each of the first 2 years that proved to be wonderful resources for the churches and individual Christians who put them to use. The third one will be no exception.
It will feature music by the band 10th Avenue North and a message from Franklin Graham. And it's intended to focus very specifically on the importance of each individual person and the importance of their soul. So we think that it's going to provide the church with a very simple way to present the gospel that will lead people right to a decision for Christ. No one would be able to see this film without understanding that they're at a crossroads, deciding for Christ or not.
That process of making a decision to surrender your life to Jesus is a powerful thing to hear about. And the new film includes the stories of real folks who made that decision.
The film also is going to feature three testimonies of people whose lives have been changed, who used to be one way, and now their life has been completely transformed because they've met Christ. It's the one thing that you can't argue against, is a person whose life has been changed, and they're completely different now because they've met Jesus.
Steve Rhodes says that one of the terrific things about the new film is its adaptability to a variety of settings and groups.
Each church understands their community and their context better, of course, than we do. We've tried to create a resource and a film that is just as valuable in Boston as it would be in Tallahassee, Florida. The idea would be that we present this resource to the church, and then it's up to the church to be as flexible as possible. And we've found churches that use it across all kinds of different platforms, everywhere from home groups to youth meetings to a citywide outreach.
And My Hope 2015's reach is a broad one, not just here in the United States, but also once again in Canada and in the United Kingdom, where My Hope has been introduced in the past. Steve says there's special hope and encouragement regarding the possible harvest in Northern Ireland and Scotland. And wherever My Hope is made available.
The film is so clear and concise, but presented in a loving way, that no matter whether it's a small group or a large meeting with thousands of people, the gospel will be clearly presented and the pastor can just simply stand up and invite people to trust Christ.
Learn more about the ongoing My Hope 2015 outreach by going to the top of this page and clicking on What We Do. I'm Mike McLean.